Communication is quite important to me. I use a plethora of different methods. And apart from phone calls, which is mobile, everything is done via data, such as this audio boot. Now, my mobile phone goes everywhere with me. I have unlimited data with 3 UK, and it's tetherable as well. So, just as I'm doing with this audio boo, I stream everything up and down it for the whole house. That's internet printing to my printer from anywhere that I am. I can send it home, providing my mobile phone is here, which if it's not, I can't. So it kind of defeats the object a little bit, but you get the idea. My laptop, the iPad, iPhone, anything that I need, I stream. Now, the house I'm in has cable, fibre, whatever you want to call it. It has a black box that used to belong to NTL, that then belonged to Virgin, etc., etc. I get a ridiculous amount of post coming through the door from every single broadband and phone and TV supplier. I get at least 4 A4 envelopes thick with paperwork a month from Virgin. Now, I don't want a phone. I have my mobile for that. And it is the only number people have known how to get hold of me for the last 6 months. So there's no need for me to have another number. I don't want TV. If I want TV, I stream it. I stream everything. I have TV, I have a DVD player, I have a Wii, I have a Freeview box, and I don't use a DVD player. I don't use the Freeview box because there's sod all on there that I like. The Wii gets turned on very, very occasionally, and the TV only works with a Freeview box. So, if I want something, 99% of the time I will stream it. All I want is broadband. You would think that in this day and age, well, especially nowadays, especially in the past 6 months, six to 12 months, people just want broadband. Everybody I know who contacts me by a phone call either phones the mobile or uses Skype or uses FaceTime or FaceTime audio. Nothing else. The only time I use a proper original phone line is at work. So why can't I get just broadband at a simple rate and a very minimal line rental? You can buy data cards for a MiFi, or your pad, or an other tablet, or even some laptops, if they've got that capability, where you put a SIM card in and it is just data. Nothing else, just data. I know, right this second, I could go online to the Three website and pay 50 quid to get the absolute latest Huawei modem, MiFi, with a 15 gig per month SIM in it that would cost me about £18 a month. Now that will give me approximately a 12 to 15 megabyte download speed here. I've done the checks, and if I can get 7 on an iPhone 4S, imagine what a 4G MiFi would do. minimum of 12. So why won't all the hardwired broadband suppliers, Virgin, TalkTalk, BT, that one from Yorkshire, give me just broadband? I'd pay £15 a month to have a 10 to 20 megabyte download speed for just broadband on its own. But no, you've got to pay for line rental and a phone and minutes. Now, TalkTalk, I've found on their website tonight, do a simple broadband. You get line rental of £15 a month, and then for another £2 or £3 a month on top of that, you have broadband. But you don't get any inclusive minutes. So it's like saying, here, have a phone line, it's got internet, but if you make a phone call, we'll bill you. Now, I can handle that, but it's not what I want. I don't want the phone. I don't need the phone. You don't need a phone number to attach broadband. You need an account number, which is assigned to an IP address, because your cable line has a fixed IP address. So why would you, you know, every single internet point you go to has an IP address. Now they've got IPv6, which lets you actually assign IP addresses to equipment within your house, so your washing machine can talk through the internet to its maker and say, my bushes are about to go, this belt's just snapped, please send a new one under your guarantee contract that you have to this address. And they send it out, and you know, you get an email as soon as it goes wrong saying, we've been told your washing machine is broken down by your system, we have sent a new belt out for you. An engineer will be with you tomorrow. So if a washing machine can talk through the internet without having a phone number, it's got an IP address, why does the internet to your home need a phone number? We are with the modern age. It is not 1990 anymore. The only reason you have a mobile number with your broadband is because you have a phone on it, because you use the phone. I don't want a phone for the home. It's quite simple. So, my challenge to the communication suppliers of this country: produce a pack that is just broadband. No frills, no fancy gadgets, just broadband to the house with a router that's got Wi-Fi. That's it.